I'm Mark Herz. Fracking for natural gas could be coming to New York sometime in the future. Right now, the state has been reviewing the health impacts of fracking for several years. And meanwhile, Suffolk County and several other counties have already passed laws banning disposal of fracking waste. And now, Connecticut is considering legislation dealing with fracking waste, and it's generating some controversy. The Connecticut Mirror's Jan Ellen Spiegel has been reporting on the legislation, and she joins us now. Hi, Jan.
Hi, good to be here.
So we've got two bills in the General Assembly. What would those bills do?
Well, one bill would ban fracking waste from coming into the state. The other one would regulate it. And just to remind listeners, what fracking is, it's a process by which huge amounts of water are used to cut through rock to extract natural gas and actually oil as well. What you end up at the end with is a lot of water that contains the chemicals used in fracking. It also includes naturally occurring substances, which can consist of anything from salt to, frankly, radiation, which is also of concern. Mm. Typically, the disposal for this is done at the fracking site.
Okay.
It is injected deep into the ground, something called deep well injection, and left there. It can also get reused, but at some point, there's just not enough water left to continue reusing it and has to be disposed of. It can be put in open retention ponds, which is certainly not something you can do in the very humid Northeast. That's more appropriate out west. Or it can be treated and discharged into water, and that's where Connecticut would come in. As I said, there are those two bills. One would ban it, one would regulate it, and regulation gets us into, pardon the pun here, but a lot of hot water potentially.
Okay. Well, explain that. What's controversial about this stuff?
What's controversial about the regulation of fracking waste goes back actually to the 1960s when a law was passed that covered issues of hazardous waste. And fracking waste was actually exempt from that. It was exempt from being classified as a hazardous waste.
Hmm.
Now, what the state would want to do is classify it as a hazardous waste and therefore regulate it if it came in.
Mm-hmm.
Now, no state has really regulated it, gone in defiance of that federal law. And so it's a little unclear whether the industry would come after us with a lawsuit to prevent that from happening. Those who study this thing says, you know, we are within our rights to regulate that. So what that legislation would do is classify it as hazardous, figure out, you know, exactly how we would regulate it. There would be a moratorium on bringing it in until we did that. The legislation also calls for a special look at the radiation issues because the Marcellus Shale, which is all that natural gas under Pennsylvania and New York, is thought to be especially heavily filled with radiation.
Oh.
And in the meantime, it would allow about 1,000 gallons in, which is essentially for a particular company that does research on this stuff. Have there been threats that there would be a lawsuit? No, we haven't heard that yet. But with the other piece of legislation, the one that would just ban it outright, mm-hmm. there's also potential for a lawsuit. And some think there's even greater potential for a lawsuit. And that's because it may actually violate the interstate portion of the Commerce Clause of the Constitution. In fact, New Jersey a few years back actually passed a ban. Governor Chris Christie vetoed it, citing precisely that, the interstate portion of the Commerce Clause of the Constitution.
Right.
So either way, we could be in for a lawsuit.
Okay, well, we'll be keeping our eyes on this. That's the Connecticut Mirror's Jan Ellen Spiegel. Thanks.
My pleasure.